Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie's Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie's Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website and click on Listen Live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. It's very easy. Just go to the website, click Listen Now, and it connects you to the OPT network. Also want to remind you that if you want to reach out and connect with us beyond our website, our offices are at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip 71302. Or you can phone our offices at 318-445-5658. Just some ways that you can reach out and connect with us. We're interested in what's going on in your community, in your neck of the woods, and we'd like to hear from you. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36 a.m. Today is February 28th. It's the last day of February. Can you believe we've already made it through another month? Well, if you're driving in thinking, where in the world did the month go? We want to make sure that as you're thinking that, you're thinking, I need to make sure that I stay engaged. Please watch out for our school kids in the mornings. Watch out for school buses, kids that are walking, standing at school bus stops. And please, whatever you do, make sure that you are slowing through those crossing zones. And you know what? This morning, I had the opportunity to drive in. So I had to make sure that I was doing the things that I'm asking you to do every single morning. It's not very often that I drive in, but this morning I did. And one of the things that I noticed were that a lot of school kids are driving into school. And you know what? Parents, it seems like you guys are doing a great job. It seems like kids are being very careful on the road, but we all have to do our part in making sure that we keep our kids safe and make sure that we keep ourselves safe. And I said it the other day, and I continue to say it, it just seems like the Twin Cities are growing, more and more traffic. And as the traffic grows, so grows the traffic jams. So we've got to be patient. We've got to be tolerant of each other. And you just really have to give yourself enough time to get there, because when you're running late, I mean, you just want to run over the world to get there. So give yourself enough time to get there, to slow down, and to for those things that just happen. Sometimes things just happen in the morning. And if you've given yourself enough time, then you're okay. You don't have to work yourself up before you get to work or before your kids get to school. And then the next thing I want to say before you drop your kids off, make sure that you really encourage them in the morning, because sometimes those mornings can just be hectic, just to say the very least. And sometimes when we're fussing in the morning and, you know, you didn't get this done and you didn't get that done and you don't have this, you know, we don't want to send our kids off with a bad sense or state of mind. And we don't want to leave them with a bad state of mind. So make sure that you bring it down a notch if you are in a hurry this morning, and just really speak words of encouragement into your kids. And speak those words into your own spirit. Watch and see if it doesn't make your day just a little bit better. If you're just getting started, it's 7:39. You're on point. We're going to take a time out, and we'll be back with more right after this.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehab Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, February 28th. It's 7:44 if you're just getting your work day and your school day started. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. Listen, I say it every single morning, and we hope that you take heed. If you're concerned about your home, auto, or life insurance, or you just really need an insurance checkup, if you will, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team are available. You can phone them at 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Hickson Automotive Group is the official automotive dealer for the OPT Network. And you know, switching gears just a little bit, I want to remind you about the Caring Exchange. It's happening tonight. We've been talking about it really all month long. We've been talking about those changes in life, and we've been talking about those people who are caretakers. And there are men who are caretakers, but there are a lot of women who are caretakers and providing care for loved ones. And oftentimes, we don't have all of the information that we need to be successful, not only for ourselves, but for the people we're caring for. And what studies have shown is that the caretaker ends up getting sicker and going down in their health far before the person that is being cared for. So the caring exchange is going to be an evening to remember. It's going to put all of those pieces of the puzzle together to help you to understand what's available. And I said this yesterday, and I think it bears repeating. Oftentimes, when you're in a crunch situation and you need help, you may not provide yourself with the best help. And one of the most important things in looking out for your loved ones is making sure that you get a company or an individual that is reputable. And that is the toughest thing for many people to do. And so by attending the Caring Exchange, the tickets are only $20. It's a nonprofit organization. And what they're doing is providing a great meal, a great speaker. Jim Comer is going to be the guest speaker, and he is the author of When Roles Reverse, Parenting Your Parents. It's going to be happening tonight at the Pineville Country Inns and Suites at 5:30 to 7. And the tickets, again, are $20, and it is a great opportunity for you to take yourself and your loved one and just to be able to open up those conversations and talk about what you expect, what they expect, and the needs that may be there. And they're going to have a lot of companies there that are going to be able to help you through the journey. So it's an evening to look forward to, and something that Stephanie and her team are super excited about. Now, switching gears just a little bit, you know, after we left the microphone on yesterday, and even the day before, one of the things that we were talking about is how some people succeed and others just don't. Well, yesterday, after we spoke to Sandy Russell Antoon, and she talked about she and her husband, she talked about them coming back together in their 40s and falling in love and getting married. And then she talked about them deciding that they would leave what they were doing, their prospective jobs. At one point, she was a respiratory therapist, and he had a good job. And leaving those jobs to follow their passion and live their dreams. And so as I pondered that conversation and what they were doing, I began to ask myself the question, and it may be a question that you're asking yourself as well, because we're all really dreamers inside. We all have something we're passionate about. And so the question that I posed to myself and wanted to pose to you today is, who and when should you quit your job to follow your dreams? And a lot of people are trying to figure that out as we speak. Who quits their job and when they quit their job to follow their dreams? And I bet as I'm sitting here posing that question to you, you're posing it to yourself and asking yourself if you will ever be able to quit your job to follow your dream or your dreams. And then you look at people like Sandy and her husband. And one of the reasons why I really like to go deep into those conversations is to find out what people's mindsets are when they leave their job, when they leave the security of the life that they know and understand to follow the dream that has been given to them by God. And, you know, conventional wisdom says this: don't ever leave your job if you don't have another job or if you don't have another sure way to support yourself and your family. But really, if you don't step out of the boat and you don't have that faith to do it, you'll never really know. And so following your dreams can be really, really tricky. And I have had this conversation with various people that they know that they have greatness in them, or that they are gifted in certain areas, but they don't have the fortitude, if you will, to step out into the uncertain. You know, especially if you've got kids, if you've got a family, if you've got a mortgage. And I said to her, how did you guys do it? And she said, well, we had a little bit of money saved up, and we just did it. But the most important thing that I walked away from that conversation with is she said we really had to rely on our faith. And I was saying to DC last night, we were having a conversation about faith and about the things that we have seen in our lives. And he said, Carlette, at some point you just have to make a decision that you're just going to trust God, that you're just going to give it to God. And I said to him, I said, DC, I said, that is so much easier said than done. And he said, I know it is. But with a lot of the things that we've had to go through in our lives, we have had to just trust God. And I said this about Sandy and her husband, and I say it about all of the people that we meet on this journey that just do amazing things, and they just do it. And I wonder why some people have that kind of great faith and others just don't. And so I started really just praying about it and asking God about it, because I know a lot of you are right there. You're at that crossroads and you're trying to figure out, you know, am I gonna move toward my dreams and my goals, or am I gonna just stay where I am, where it's safe? And it takes a lot of prayer to really get there. And so every person that we bring to the OPT network, what we truly, truly believe is that every story has a supply in it. Every story, if you really just listen with your ears, but listen with your heart, that you will really get that people are telling you that God is faithful and that he is no respecter of persons, and that if he did it for Sandy and her husband, Tom, that he can do it for you and your husband, or you and your children. He can do it, that he's not out of the doing business. And so as I pondered her story, along with so many other stories that we have heard and that people have shared with us, I wanted to really bring it back to us who are going to places of employment that are considered drudgery, where you have got in sheer drudge. And when you get into drudgery, you cannot be productive where you are. You can't be happy where you are. You're just, I mean, it's almost like you're a virus, you know, because you just are miserable where you are. And so, of course, there are experts that have talked about this subject and that have talked about the things that you need to ponder before you decide whether to quit your job and follow your dream. And one of the questions that the writer poses, and the writer in this article, his name is James Clear, and he says, should you quit your job to follow your dreams? And one of the things that he says is, why should you follow your dreams? He said, if you have a dream, a passion, or a desire that needs to be fulfilled, then the only way to really scratch that proverbial itch is by doing it. And then you look at people and you say, they're crazy. I wouldn't leave my good paying job for something that I don't know how I'm going to get paid or if I'm going to get paid. And so yesterday, DC and I were working, and we had to go out of town for a business meeting. And on the way home, talking about your job and the money that you make, we were talking about years ago, people were saying what they needed to be successful or what kind of financial situation they needed to be in to set their lives on a great course. And he said, you know, the brothers were talking, and they were talking about how much money they needed to make, and everybody shouted out a figure. Some were six figures, You know, some were not even six figures, but I'm talking about a mindset here, okay? And then one of the brothers asked DC, D, how much do you need to set your life on course? How much do you need, you know, a year to make your life work? And he said, loud and proud, I need about 50 million. And he said, everybody cracked up. And they were like, oh, man, forget about it. You're just too ridiculous. That just don't even make sense. And, you know, everybody just discounted that because it just seems so out of reach. But my point is this. If you don't allow yourself to dream, and if you're going to dream, why not, DC, dream big? You know what I'm saying? Your daddy in heaven, who owns everything, who is no limit, there are no limits. If you're going to dream, why not dream big? But what happened was those people that would laugh at that didn't have the mental capacity to see that big for themselves, or to, for that matter, not even for, no, not for themselves, but not even for you. Because for them, it was ridiculous. The point of this conversation is this. Are you dreaming? Are you dreaming? And are you dreaming big? Or are you just dreaming about, boy, if I just, I don't want to be rich. No, I don't want to be rich. I just want to be able to pay my bills. I want to be able to pay some stuff off. I don't need, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go beyond yourself, especially when you call yourself a believer. Because when you go big, that glorifies God. Who wants to see a broke Christian coming? What kind of testimony are you going to be? And then when you're broke, you're not going to be able to write a check to anybody. So why not dream big? Why not start making big confessions? When I tell you that DC and I are dreaming so big, let me give you the word, the adjective for how big we're dreaming. We are dreaming gargantuan. That is just, gargantuan just means it is just mammoth. It is huge. And you know what? This dream is so big that when it manifests, we know that it was never us. That it was never us because it's just too big. And so this morning, what we want you to ponder is, are you going to just stay where you are and never see if those gifts and those talents that are within you, are you never going to see what the manifestation of those gifts and talents are? And then we look at people and we say, yeah, they're just crazy. They quit their job. They just, you know, they let everything go to follow this dream. And that dream don't even make sense. Oh, they're going to go out and make movies. Well, who's going to watch the movies? How are they going to pay the stars? How are they going to get any actors? They just trusted that when they did the first thing, which was to get out of the boat, that God would have to make the provision. And as we left the microphone and we were traveling to our destination, talking about the conversation, we started talking about those people that are listening to these conversations, that are looking at the Tyler Perry plays and saying, you know what, I'm a playwright. I know my plays could be just as great as the Madea's plays. I'm a writer. I know that my book, if I could just birth it, because see, it's already been conceived in your spirit, but if I could just birth it, boy, I bet it would make the New York Times bestsellers list. See, what I'm saying is, you got a dream, but then you got to get out of the boat. And so I know I've got to take a time out here, but I want you to stay with me because this conversation is for you this morning. We're going to help you to make those decisions to get out of the boat.
Thing is wrong. You get excitement in your bones and everything you do's a game. When night comes and you're on your own, you can say I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right as rain? It's harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile off, we won't be making up. I cried my heart out, now I've had enough. Oh, love. Everything you are, and even then you don't get far. They make believe that everything is exactly what it seems, but at least when you're at yours, you know how to feel this. See, when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So I'm that dirty. Won't be making up. I've cried my heart out. Now I've had enough. Oh, go ahead and steal my heart to make me cry again. 'Cause it will never hurt as much as it did then. When we were both right and no one had blame. But now I give up on this endless game. 'Cause who wants to be right? 'Cause the rain is better when everything is wrong. I get the excitement. Night comes and I'm on my own. You should know I chose to be alone. Who wants to be right? There's rain, it's harder when you're on top. 'Cause when hard work don't pay off and I'm tired, there ain't no room in my bed as far as I'm concerned. So wipe that dirty smile, we won't be making up. I've cried my heart out, now I've had.
The Tempur-Pedic at American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, neckite, neckite. Fish, fish, neckite, neckite.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you food.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neckite, neckite.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 8 minutes after 7, and today is February 28th. It's Thursday. You know what? We're headed straight toward the weekend. This segment, though, of the OPT is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also want to remind you about their spa there. You know, talking about taking care of yourself and taking care of the community, sometimes you just have to take a time out in life. And you know, I was talking about that time out. Sometimes we can't take a whole day. But 2 weeks ago, I just took a time out and went to the spa for a couple of hours at Cabrini, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. They've got a beautiful new spa there and just had a facial and had a massage. And when I talk about state-of-the-art technology, this spa is state-of-the-art, where if you've ever had a massage, you know, you just lie on the massage, you know, the bed there that they have. Well, this bed has heat to warm your back. You know, it's got a system that takes the pressure off your back. And I'm going to tell you, it's one of the nicest things that you can do for yourself. Don't wait for someone else to give you a gift certificate. Buy your own. Go and take a couple of hours. I went almost probably for a week with little or no makeup. I had a facial. My face and skin looked and felt great. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, just another way that they're giving back to the community. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about how to decide whether to quit your job and follow your dreams. And, you know, we've had so many people to come through the network that have talked about quitting their jobs and following their dreams. And I know that there are a lot of people that are saying, you know, I've got some great things. We have met people that have books written, have chapters and chapters of their books written, but are afraid to reach out and try to make the connections necessary. Well, we love it when people like Sandy and Tom Antoon, who just shot their movie. Well, they didn't just shoot the movie, but the movie is going to be premiering March the 13th in New Orleans. And they shot it in Shreveport. I love the story of how they decided, how they came together and decided that we're going to live our dreams. And you know, they didn't even have the experience to be movie makers. But she knew that she had the gift of writing. She knew that there was a gift within her. And she said at one point, as she was writing for one of the characters, it was almost as if she had had an out-of-body experience, where she knew that those words that were being penned were coming from God, from a source higher than herself. And she was just the pen woman, I called her. But my point is this. If you are going to a place and you've been going there for 30 years, and DC said, you know, during the break, he said, the guys thought it was funny when I said 50 million, but we say it every single morning. If you can have what you say, and we trust that the Bible and the word is true, why wouldn't you say what you want to have? Those are just not words. Those are words that you just got to ponder and think about. And so, as I was contemplating that whole idea of asking you that question of how you decide whether to quit your job and follow your dream, it's really, really a deep thought. And then you think, I've been at my job for 30 years or for 25 years. I'm not going to leave my retirement. I'm not going to leave this. I'm not going to leave that. But when God has given you a plan that is much bigger than yourself, you got to know that he's going to take care of it. Now, when you leave your job, or if you leave your job to follow your dream, you got to understand, too, that it's not going to be a cakewalk. It's not necessarily going to be easy. But then when you look at where you are now, you've got to ask yourself, is this easy? Going to a job that is like watching the grass grow, or I've topped out at my job, I can't make any more money, I can't move any higher, I can't do anything more than what I'm doing, but it's paying our bills. So this is what the experts say that you first need to do. You first need to ask yourself the question, are you really, really passionate about your dream? Are you really passionate about it? Is this a desire that when you put it on paper, this is something that you could do or would do even if you weren't being paid for it? So you have to ask yourself some really deep questions, first of all, about whether it's worthy of leaving your job. And then you have to ask yourself if you will be fulfilled. There is satisfaction that comes from living your dreams. And there is a contentment that comes over you when you know that you're doing what you were meant to do. And a lot of people are living a life doing things that they were not meant to do. This morning's conversation is just a conversation to make you start asking yourselves these very proverbial questions. And we can ask you the questions because we have had to ask ourselves the same questions, and we still do. We ask ourselves the question, and then we took the leap. And we can testify that when you take the leap, but you got to know it can't be somebody else's dream. And we've said this a lot this week. You can't do it because someone else is doing it and they look like they're making they might be making a lot of money. They might be very, very successful, and they probably make whatever they're doing look easy. And when you are in your gift and when you are passionate about what you do and what you're doing, it does look easy. It looks effortless. But really what people don't see is they don't see the work that it takes. So you've got to make sure that it is your dream as opposed to someone else's dream. You got to make sure that you're being the best you that you can be and not an imposter of someone else. And so as you begin to ponder this, the next thing that the author says that you need to do, James Clear, he says, you need to create a plan. And as we talk about the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, that is one of the key points that Mr. Joe Page talks about all the time, having a plan. And having somebody that you can be accountable to, having someone that you can go to before you quit your job and say, how can I take this gift, this dream, this passion, and turn it into a moneymaker, something that will support my family? But you have to do a lot of the work even before you get to the Diversity in Action program. You've got to have a plan. And that plan starts with having it in writing, understanding where this passion is going to take you. Does that make sense? Understanding where the see, and DC says this a lot. He says about being in the vacuum. You see, you can't just quit your job in a vacuum. So, like, you can't just go and I can't just go and be a fitness trainer without having some training. You know, I can't just go and do something because I like the way that it looks and think, well, I'm fairly fit. I could probably do that. And I could motivate people, and I bet I could make that. Well, you can't just, it's got to be predicated on some things that you know that you have already. It can't be just because you looked at somebody and they made it look really good. Have a plan. And when you have a plan, then that really denotes that you are planning to succeed. No plan says, okay, I'ma probably need my job back. So you really have to give these steps some real thought in making that decision. And I tell you, the more people that we talk to, the more great people. And I just see the greatness in every conversation, no matter how I feel that the conversation turns out. I see the greatness in it. I see the potential in it. I see the possibilities. And I see that for all of us who are listening. That word possibility is so critical. Anything is possible, the word says, to those who believe. Do you believe in yourself enough to start the birthing process? And that's the real question. And can you find someone that will believe it with you? I know. It's serious, deep conversation. It's Thursday. It's the last day of the month. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, McBites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
some. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was it.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonya's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonya Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonya's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonya's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Thursday, February 28th, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. If you are suffering from not having the channels that you want, and you know it can be suffering if you really love to watch TV, they've got all the channels you want. They've got bundling. They've got HD. They've got everything that you can imagine, plus some great, great savings. Get Wired Satellites, the number 318-767-2220. Of course, American Wholesale Mattress, and I talk about them because getting a good night's sleep, it just doesn't get any better than that. If you're wondering why you're dragging in, not feeling rested, back is hurting, it could be the wrong pillow, it could be the wrong mattress, it could be both. Well, Kara and David over at American Wholesale Mattress, they will take the time to educate you and to find out what your needs are to make sure that you're in and on the best mattress. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. The number's 318-443-9524. Also, the City of Alexandria and their Diversity in Action program. And let me tell you, that program is really, really picking up a lot of steam. There are a lot of budding entrepreneurs that are really trying to figure it out. And that's why this morning's conversation is really, really important. But before we go there, let me just say, great guy in Bunkie. That's Kyle Wolf. He's our State Farm agent. He's serving Avoyelles Parish. But you know what? He is one of those agents, one of those business people, one of those entrepreneurs that's always looking to give back. He's such a great giver. And he's always trying to make sure that his clients and even those potential clients have the best information, home, auto, life. You can phone Kyle and his team at 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde, Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And as we were talking about how to decide whether or not to quit your job or and to follow your dream, one of the things I was thinking about and DC and I were talking about was our huge faux pas that we took our life savings of everything that we had, $250,000. When he said that, I just really froze the other day because I'm a person that doesn't like to really look at the numbers. DC is the numbers man, so he just does that. And, you know, after it fell out of his mouth, and I talk about how honest he is, I was like, wow. Yeah, we did that. But let me just tell you, when you're thinking about quitting your job, you don't want to quit your job without a plan. We had...
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
We had no real plan. We were just looking at what others were doing. And we had this money, and we felt like we could make it happen within ourselves. We didn't seek God. We never once said, God, should we do this? We just took out. And you know what the Bible calls us, people who do that? Fools. F-O-O-L-S. Fools. Fools and their money will soon be parted. So the reason why we wanted to just peek your mindset on this subject is because we want you to think about it, and we don't want you to be foolish. but we really want to see people live their dreams and find their passion. And I was having a conversation with a lady yesterday about what we do and why we do it. And the very reason why we wake up and we work and grind so hard, and you may not be able to believe this because it really sounds altruistic. And what that means is selfless. We do this because we want people to be able to live their dreams. And it's not because we are so good or so selfless. We believe in the principle of giving. And that's why we're doing it, because we believe the more that we help, the more that we give, the more information, the more impartation of information, that eventually there's going to be a sprinkler. There's going to be not even a sprinkler. There's going to be a hose that is going to come back our way. But there is no better joy that we can feel when we hear people say, wow, I went to Mr. Joe Page. Excuse me. I went to the city of Alexandria to the Diversity in Action program to figure out how to get my dream, my passion, my business up and going. There is no better satisfaction that we can get than when we hear that. But so we want you to think about not being foolish, not especially with your life savings. Have a plan. See, it's one thing to step out of the boat, but it's quite another to step out of the boat and think that because others are making a lot of money, that you ultimately will too. If you are not doing what you are supposed to be doing, you will be wasting not only your money, but you will be wasting your time. And so when you look at people who make the decision to quit their job and follow their dreams, a lot goes into that. And a lot of people ask us all the time, they say, well, how did you leave your jobs? It was a lot of faith. But when we left our jobs, we realized more than anything that we would have to work harder than we ever had on any job we ever had in our lives, that we would have to sacrifice more than we ever have, and that we would have to understand that this was a time that no matter what, we wouldn't quit. No matter how many challenges, how many ebbs and flows, highs and lows, that we just wouldn't quit. But what we really understood on the inside, way deep down inside, we understood that God was saying yes. You see, this is not something that we just took off and did. And people say, well, where did you get the money? Well, this time was very different from our last venture. This time, our savings was substantially less. And so we understood that this was a calculated risk. But it was one that we were willing to take because we didn't want to live a life of regret. And I'm going to tell you, if you're pondering this very question, and you were pondering it even before the question was posed, we would say this. When you know what you're called to do, and you know that you have those gifts and those talents, then you have to start moving in that direction. I don't believe that it's going to come to your doorstep. I believe that you have to start moving toward the direction of your dreams if they're ever going to happen. Dreams don't happen just because we wish that they happen. Dreams take work. It takes a lot of heart. It takes a lot of wherewithal. It takes a lot of stick-to-iveness. It takes a lot of getting your feelings hurt. It takes a lot of work. And then you need to be able to define what it is that you're going to be doing. Sometimes you have to make sure that this is the right thing for you. You don't want to just arbitrarily up and quit your job. There are some things that you have to do to get prepared. And so in having this conversation, we hope that it will spark your curiosity. We hope that you won't make the decision that you have waited too long, that you're too old, that you're not educated enough, that you're not this enough, or you're not that enough. We hope that you will get your pen and paper and you will start to write the vision. I don't care how old you are. If it is a burning desire, start to write the vision. It will take hard work. It will take some accountability. It'll take a lot of faith to overcome the uncertainty and the unknowing. And then it will take a lot of prayer. And what you've got to do is just throw your heart over the bar and take a risk. Are you willing to take a risk to follow your dreams? A lot of people would say, no, I'm not willing to take that risk. And I get that. Everybody isn't. But for those takers, I'm going to call you takers, those risk takers, I would say make sure that you get all of the resources together and begin to follow your dreams. You don't have to quit your job today or tomorrow. Set up a plan in place that helps you to get there. You're on point, everybody. It's 8:37. We're going to take a timeout.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Different from the start. At the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, McKites, fish, fish, McKites, McKites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
some. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They're the credit union in this city that is dedicated to excellence. For more information about the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can go to their website, www.theheartofLouisianaCreditUnion.org. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, you know what? I want to just switch gears just a little bit. I hope you'll ponder that question. I hope it'll be just a thought that you'll have, that you'll carry through the day and even through the rest of this journey called life, whether to decide to quit your job, to follow your dreams or not. It's just a decision and a question I think that many of us are probably at that crossroads. Well, you know, as we end the month, this has been a great month. It's an important month. It's been the American Heart Month or Go Red for Women Month. It's been Black History Month, and it's been the Love Month. And all of those things culminated together made me think about this word, gratitude. And, you know, we use that word gratitude a lot. But what does it really mean? It means thankfulness, gratefulness, or appreciation. And sometimes we go through life and we never really have a full sense of gratitude. And so this morning, as we are ending the month of February and embarking upon a new month, I hope that one of the things that you will take away from this month, starting with Heart Month, is that you will take the necessary steps to check your heart, especially if you have had just those little subtle things that you think, oh, nobody hurt, no big deal, it's okay. I hope that you won't take that posture. I hope that you will have enough gratitude for your own health and your own sake to get that checked. I'm not just talking to women, I'm talking to men as well. Heart disease is a major, major problem in America, and every year about 715,000 Americans have a heart attack. And I said yesterday about Glenda Stock, the owner of McDonald's here in Alexandria, having double bypass. A lot of times it has to do with our stress life, our work life, our personal life. It doesn't have to be our weight. It could be various different things. And so for the women that are listening this morning, I want you to hear me and hear me really, really well. The only things that we can control in life are those things that pertain to us. You can't control others. You can't control situations. a lot of those control issues will create stress, and that stress is not good for our hearts. We've got to be better advocates for ourselves. And so the statistics also tell us that 600,000 to 700,000 people die from heart attacks in the United States every single year, and that's one in every four. So as we're wrapping up Heart Month, I would say to you, love yourself enough. Love yourself enough to stop. And you know what? I was laughing with a friend of mine, a sister friend, and I was saying, you know, the things that we talk about on the show, I really believe these things. When I ask you pose the question to ask you to take a stop day or a stop few hours, I've got to be the first one to do that. And that's why I took some time to stop. It was hard for me to turn my phone off. It was hard for me to turn my mind off. It was hard for me to even contemplate, get this, and ladies, you can feel me, contemplate the rest of my day with no makeup. But I did it. And you know why? Because I'm me with or without makeup. So I just took the morning and I scheduled a facial and a massage. And can I tell you, after I stepped through the threshold of the Cabrini Spa and after I got through the process of, you know, going through everything to get into the room, I turned my phone off and I was just where I was. I didn't want to think about answering any emails. I didn't want to think about who might be calling. I just wanted to focus on being quiet, being still, and enjoying the moment. And I lie there on the table, and I just let myself go. And I'm telling you, don't wait for someone else to do this. Do this for yourself. You may not want to have a massage. You may want to have a facial. You may want to have a mani or a pedi. But go into that spa environment where it can just be you and yourself, where you don't have to feel compelled to conversate with anyone, where you could just go and be quiet. And you can slow your heart rate down. And you can escape from the stressors of at least the day. And then even if you have to go back to work, you go back with a sense of peace and a sense of centeredness. And so as we wrap up the month, I was thinking about Black History Month and all of the African Americans that have shaped our history. And I was thinking about the gratitude that I hold and we hold for them. But the way that we show that gratitude is to step up, to keep stepping up, to keep growing, to keep striving, to keep walking through new doors. Those doors that have been opened for us, to stop saying, woe is me, and to start working. Start working for what so many have fought and others have died for, us to have these inalienable rights, to be successful, to dream about the possibilities, to live and see our potential fulfilled. That's one of the things that I'm grateful for. And then I'm grateful for the people whom I love and the people who love me. And one of those people is my sister. Her name is Zelda Bell, and I hope she's listening via the internet in Illinois. Today is her birthday, and I would say to you, Sissy, happy, happy birthday. And when I think about the love month, I'm not talking necessarily about Valentine's Day. I'm talking about those people in your life, like my sister and all of the sisters that I have become sisters with on this journey, that just love you right where you are. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like having a sister who oftentimes puts your best interest before her own. Well, that's the kind of sister that I'm talking about, that's celebrating her birthday today. And I wish many, many blessings. But above all, I hope that, Sissy, you will see your dreams become a reality, that you will see the manifestation of those things that you have dreamed of. And you know what? I wish that for all of the people who choose to join us in the mornings. You know what? Dreams are not just for a few. They're for those people who are willing to work for them, that are willing to take a stand, that are willing to draw a line in the sand and say, you know what? No more drudgery for me. I'm going to step out. I'm going to do the work. And I'm going to get there. And then as I talk about gratitude as the month winds down, I'm grateful for the people that we have met on this journey, the strong people that help to make our days just a little bit better. You know, this morning as I was thinking about gratitude, I was thinking about my nanny Berta. Alberta Christian down there in Bunkie. She's probably screaming to the top of her lungs right now. She listens to the show every single morning, but she really, Nanny, you really understand gratitude in a way that blesses us. People who listen to the show know that once a month we deliver senior food boxes. And yes, everybody, all of the seniors are grateful. But there is a display that Nanny shows every time she sees the cruiser drive up to her house, and she comes out and she honors us. And Nanny Berta, you bless us with your gratitude and you bless us with your heart. And let me tell you something. As people are leaving this earth, you better start expressing some gratitude for those people in your life that are difference makers, that help you make it through a day, a week, a month, a year, those people that are just there for you. Sometimes they don't have to say a thing. They just smile. They just give you a hug and let you know that everything is gonna be okay. Those people in your life that are game changers. DC, I am grateful for you. See, sometimes you just gotta say it. You can't take anything for granted because you know what? Life is short. I know I gotta take a time out, but we'll be back right after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's healthcare services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites. Fish, fish, neck kites, neck kites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBite.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunky. You can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And McDonald's of Pineville. Well, you know what? As we're wrapping up the show, I hope that you think a lot about what we've talked about. Whether you're going to step out on faith and live your dream, or if you're just going to be satisfied with never really knowing what would have happened. And also about having some gratitude, just some gratitude. I know sometimes we forget to tell people thank you. We forget to tell people that we appreciate them, but it's really important. And not only does it make you feel good, it makes the receiver feel good as well. And sometimes people don't even know that they bless you with that. So that said, I want to remind you that tomorrow is Friday. Oh, yes. Real women, real talk. It is a conversation you absolutely cannot afford to miss, and it's going to be on point. So we look forward to seeing you for Real Women, Real Talk on Friday. We want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us. We really, really appreciate it. And we thank you for doing that. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday for Real Women, Real Talk. Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage,